All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. none other than the first, the last, the beginning, and the end, Jesus. Welcome, family. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. I tell you that if I could just get the position to introduce Jesus, you guys hear me sing that all the time, but if I could just really get that position just to introduce him, Jesus coming. Guess what? I don't have to wait for heaven. I can do it right now. Jesus is coming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live from the Now Network Studios. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with you through our testimonies and show you how we go and make disciples through our lives. And yes, family, no matter how simple, no matter how broken, no matter how messed up, no matter how things are making sense, Jesus loves you and he wants you. He is able to transform you. And guess what? He's waiting for you to call his name. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you've been through, how it was, how big, how little. God is there to save you from your terminal sin. Yes, Jesus can forgive your sins. He can heal your wounds. He can change your whole direction of your life when you start to begin to desire righteousness, healthy and productive Christian relationship with him directly through your worship. See, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. I know I once was lost, but now I'm found. How many others are lost that need to be found? It's only through Jesus. And the moment that you meet him, I'm talking about not through services and different things that we've learned to do as a, watch this, religional function in our lives, but through a spiritual manifestation of knowing him personally. First time you know him, you have to share his love. You have to tell somebody. You have to introduce him to somebody, because when you meet him, he immediately gave you the privilege to go and tell somebody else about his love. Tell somebody else that they can do it. Tell somebody else that they have a chance if they give themselves to him. So we thank you for your time, and we thank you for your obedience to follow and to continue to stay connected with the broadcast, not Pastor E or the Now Network or the P2P Ministries, but following Jesus gives us all the right. Following Jesus gives us all his love. Following Jesus gives all of us a testimony. That is our topic tonight, a testimony like Jesus. And wow, did I really go there today? I want to give a couple of disclaimers before we even get started, is because I want to say that there may be some things said that you feel like you're being bashed at or I'm talking to you personally. I'm not. What I do say is that there are levels that each and every one of us should strive to go to another level. There are no excuses made, or there are no questions to what God is speaking, but there is no condemnation for those who love God or who are in God. Guess what? He's no respecter of person. But I must make the decision to go higher and to do better. And when the word of God not cuts, but is a little uneasy, we have to know that the word of God is true and it will hurt. But the end result is freedom. Now, if I have two people that say, I want to be free tonight, even though I preach a good word, even though I sing a good song, even though, if I got two people tonight that will stay on this line, if anybody else hangs up, if two stay, we're going to continue to be in agreement, because guess what? It's no longer our will, but the will of God. And just because you get a word tonight does not mean you're wrong now. You just may have been wrong yesterday or wrong 5 seconds ago. But we all need to have revelation of God's word that it inspires me to get a good word and take notes that I can study myself to be approved, that I don't stay dormant. And I don't just keep taking the word for granted. I've been big on this, and I'm closing out with this. It's time to go to work. It's time to go to work to really pull out the nuggets of God's word that's driving us, that's pushing us to do better. When? Right now. Talk about a testimony. Oh my God, this was brought up on What's the Word Today on Guiding Light Ministries International Radio and Prayer Line. And it was brought up. I didn't even get a chance to share because this word was so prevalent in me, is that I wanted to share it on my network that I've been given the ability to manage, that I could share this word about testimony, that we could now take it and go higher. First of all, a testimony has to, well, not only testimony, everything that we encounter has to be looked at from two sides. There is just not a left way or a right way. There's not just an up way or a down way. There is a decision that we have to make to who we are following. And when we follow, we must what? Deny ourselves. We must take up our cross. And we must follow more, follow more, follow more. That means going higher. Because if I'm following somebody who is in heaven, then I'm not trying to go horizontally, I'm trying to vertically leap to the place where God is, so I can really have understanding about his word. And we're not sitting around saying, you know what, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not sitting dormant anymore. And that's why I thank God that he is using me to elevate my thinking, that I could help someone else just to explore your thinking to go higher. There's two ways you can look at a testimony. The definition of a testimony. We want, first of all, ask all of our covenant partners, if you can go on Facebook and share Pastor E is Live on Let's Talk Jesus. Come, Let's Talk Jesus. You're welcome to talk Jesus. Let's share this. Let's make this not just about our own little comfort zone. And yes, the board is full. And there's no complaints to me, because there was only one here, but there are still others out there that need a word tonight that will change them, rearrange them, and transform them by the renewing of their mind. We need to reach out to some of the money. Now, I haven't even touched. I love football, but believe me, it's being recorded. I'll watch the game later, but there's a lot of people watching football right now that need to be in this word about a testimony. Our forum to discuss Jesus, our forum to share Jesus, our forum to love Jesus. Because I know my covenant partners, we're going where? Higher. We're in prep mode. Yes, we finished strong. And if you haven't, guess what? You can finish strong right now. Because we have the time set to get ready to go to the other side. It's still New Covenant 2018. But in the prep, God will continue to say, go to work. And what have we been thriving at? Going to work in every area better than we were. Higher to another level. Making no more excuses. So we look at testimony. Let's look at what the definition of it is. Now, like I said, there's a world way and there's a spiritual way. It says a formal written or spoken statement. You already know that's physical, because faith without works is dead. Faith is looking for something not written. Faith is not looking for something exemplary to people. But a formal written or spoken statement, especially one given in court of law. See, that eludes us. Number two, evidence or proof provided by the existence or appearance of something. Oh, that takes us out of the equation right there. See, so there's always two ways to look at everything. But look at what spiritual is. It's a public recounting of conversion. Conversion through experience. Oh, my God. Now, that took me to another level. First of all, to say we must always look at words that carry power, to say, where is the weight in it? Whoo, Jesus, where is the weight in this word? Is this the weight of the world, which I cannot be conformed to this world? Is it the weight of the spirit that I need to be transformed by the renewing of my mind? Oh, see, somebody never looked at it that way, that's the difference of being conformed. That's the difference between being accepted to something. You have to make a decision that no more world will exist. And I am going to search, I am going to study to find the spiritual meaning in the word of God. Now, So we look at testimony now as a recounting of conversion through experience. And it's not to take away from testimony that you hear, but it must go to another level, because yes, I got to tell somebody what woke me up. But first of all, testimony, if we're testifying like Jesus, has to be the testimony that will, that could possibly cause you death. Ooh, wait, you mean to tell me if I tell somebody about the goodness? Y'all remember Crazy Larry? He said, don't get on the boat. You can't come with me. Go tell everybody about the goodness, about the favor that I have done to you. That's a testimony. A testimony will then probably, in most circumstances, make people uncomfortable. And if you're in the wrong neighborhood, around the wrong people, it may bring risk to your life. I want us to, first of all, the verse, the chapter and verse that was brought to me today in the on our weekly broadcast, What's the Word Today? It was Revelation 12, verses 10 and 11. Now, this is confirming to me about my study on a public recounting, because my testimony is to make a public recounting of my conversion. I will not tell you nothing about what I did, but let me tell you about what God has done for me. A real testimony is not about Edward. And yes, I have a lot of witness and a lot of sharing. I had to change my mindset. See, being conformed to the world is thinking I always got to talk about what, oh, look what he did for me. Look what he, and please don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking you going to the next level. But I had to grow to understand my testimony, yes, started with me, but it ended with me. Because when I followed Jesus, I denied myself. I'm out the equation. I took up my cross. I'm trying to bear the same pain he bore daily, because I'm following him. See, the difference in going to another level is not staying the same, but doing something never, ever, ever, ever done before. Oh, my God. Now, my testimony says, I am willing to say what you'll kill me for. That's my testimony, that even though you don't believe God would save you, even though you don't call his name, he's there for you. Even though you hate him, he loves you. Watch what the Bible says here in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. It says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Stop worried about the casting down. Really, really, really. If the word is telling me that it's done, God is finished and complete with his work. He does not have to go back over it again. Jesus will not hang on the cross again. He will not be buried again. He will not roll away the tomb again. He will not ascend again. Watch this. He is where he's going to be. So we have to take accountability of the finished and say, I will not think about what's already been done. Let me press towards the mark of what God wants to see in me. Because we remember, when you follow him, that means you believe. If you believe in him and the works that he does, you can do what? Also. Oh, thank you, somebody. Pray. Pray. But you can do also. That means you can replicate Jesus. You don't have to be like you anymore. You don't have to sound like you anymore. You bet not act like you anymore, because you no longer live, but he who lives in you. That's my testimony. Let me give you an example. Somebody say, where'd you get all this from? Does anybody remember Stephen? Stephen is in Acts. If you read Acts chapter 6 and 7. But Stephen was used. They call it the Stephen the Martyr, as a matter of fact. I don't know if you know by history, but he was the first Christian that was killed at, right after Jesus's return home. When he went back to heaven, Stephen was the first to die. And he didn't die because he did anything wrong. He didn't die because he betrayed. He didn't die. He died because he testified the glory and what God had done for him. Even though the people called him crazy, even though they said that he was trying to, if you know the story, was trying to go against the writings of Moses, that he was trying to tell people that Moses' way wasn't, that it was not right, it was going to be changed, but that's not true. He stood his ground. He was killed for his faith in Jesus. That's what he was killed for. But he told the truth, not about anything about himself. He told the truth about Jesus. He defended himself, but he didn't defend himself. Watch this. On any of his own act of, oh no, you can't do that to me. You can't have, that's not, oh no, that's not me. No, he referred to the scriptures. And he proved that the law of Moses weren't undermined, but rather fulfilled. I mean, they went so far to accuse him of going against the ancestry mark of the Jewish life. But you know what? When he stood his ground on the word, they chased him out of town. They stoned him to death. And his last word, he said, "Lord, to receive his spirit and not to change them with this sin." You know what he meant by that? Even though I testified for your glory, even though I testified because of your word, still do not hold them accountable, because they, just like Jesus said, they do what they do not do. Forgive them for what they do not understand. Watch what he says right here. Verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12. He says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death." Oh my God. See, somebody tonight is going to really understand what it means to say, "I die of myself." See, to die of myself is that I no longer have a word about me. And it doesn't happen overnight. We need to testify I'm off drugs. We need to testify I'm not this anymore. I'm not that anymore. But once you have been delivered, it's time to testify that all the goodness that God has done for you. You know what he did for me? He gave me the ability to tell you that he loves you. He gave me the ability to tell you principles to grasp hold to. He gave me the ability to tell you he loves you more than he loves me. That's my testimony. Some will say, "We're going to kill you, Pastor E, because you're not talking about you enough. We're going to kill you because you're not about you enough." Well, I tell you what, go ahead, do what you got to do. But I'm understanding, and don't get it wrong. I'm talking about myself. If you really catch on to my messages, I really try to be transparent and let you know I've been through this because this was me. Oh, I could give a testimony where everybody want to pat you on the back at the end of the service. "Oh, boy, God is working through you." That was me. And I had to grow and I had to go to another level. And I had to study the word so intensely to say, "Lord, I want to know the mysteries unveiled. I want to have personal relationship with your word so I have understanding. Now I have principles to grow on. Now I know that I live, I die, and I walk for an example. I know there's a difference between the world. The world wants evidence. The world wants proof. The world wants the formalities to be set in standard. But God is looking for our lives to exemplify our death through him and our walk to follow him." See, testimony is about heaven. It has nothing to do with earth. "My public recounting of my conversion." Oh, you know how I used to be, but look at what God is. And yes, I'm going to boast for him. Yes, I'm a shout for him. And yes, I'm going to introduce him because I'm nothing anymore. Step one tonight in your testimony. Yes, we have to look at this in a principle set. Remember, you cannot finish until you begin. And you cannot begin until you finish. Oh, my God. You have to continually go over and over and over so it gets easier and easier and pleasure and pleasurable and often and often. And now you have a habit of having a testimony about not your good, but the good that God has done for you. Not what he brought you through, but what he told you to tell somebody else. Don't give up. Don't quit. See, that's a testimony. A testimony is saying how good God can be for you. And please don't take me, don't get mad. Your testimony was good, but that was then. What about now? Where are we at now? When are we going to start to testify of what God is doing right now? My past is over and my tomorrow is not promised, but right now it's sufficient for itself. That number one, write this down. I have to follow. Number one, I must follow. That's my first testimony class, is I must follow. Nothing, I can't do nothing else until I follow. Number two, I must be crucified. Jesus. Number two, I must be crucified. Put your name in there. I'm talking about me, but I must be crucified. And number three, I must be raised. When I be, woohoo, Jesus, when I'm raised, I got a testimony now. Oh, I got something to tell you. Oh, we go get to the scriptures. I'm going to show you this. We got about 10 more minutes. I'm opening the lines. Give everybody the opportunity to get involved in the Let's Talk Jesus. But this word been burning in my belly all day long. Number one, you got to follow. Number two, you got to be crucified. But number three, you got to be raised. Because it's a principle to follow Jesus. Luke 9:23. If you, come on, put your name in it. If you desire to follow me, not Pastor E, this is third, fourth, I'm put me 10th person. But we're talking about Jesus. If you desire to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow. See, you got to go to work and get you out the equation. And understand that everything you're doing is on the cross that is sacrificing for somebody else. That's what the cross represents. Him giving his all. Him sacrificing his all. And even in the midst of all the pain and the suffering, still being willing to say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, the cross represents forgiveness. That no matter how bad you've been treated, no matter how wrong you've been done, and no matter how people keep talking about you, you must forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you can't follow. Then Colossians chapter 3, it says, if you've been crucified with Christ, seek those things which are above, not what is on earth. Oh, my God. Do you get that? I mean, that it's time to change directions. Stop looking down. Stop looking at things that's so familiar to us, we're so used to. We always want to look down. Don't tell me your body gets sick. The first thing it's going to do is go stay in the bed. Don't go to work. Call out. First thing the flesh always do is say, sit down. No, don't go like them. Just do this. The body always in resistance for you to do what God has called you to do. But the Bible says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Oh, my God. That's what he told Crazy Larry at the boat. Crazy Larry said, I want to go with you. He said, no, go tell everybody, because he was no longer crazy. He was just Larry. How many of us are now just Larry? Are we really going to tell everybody about the goodness of God? Because no longer I who live, but he who what? Lives in me, because I no longer look down, I look up. Galatians chapter 2, I mean chapter 20. Paul said, he said clearly, hold on. Thank you. He said very clearly, he said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, that's a testimony, Jesus. If you were looking for one, there's your testimony right there. Galatians chapter 2 and 20. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. It's not going to be on my back. I'm going to testify that when I die, he lives. I'm going to testify that when he got up, I got up. Because now I look to heaven for all my answers, for all my guidance, for all the things that I know he has for me. See, a testimony is going to encourage someone else better than encourage yourself. And I know we've done good, and we've been traditional, and we've been religious about things. But isn't it time to get comprehension? The Bible says that his desire is that we all comprehend with all the saints what is the length, width, depth, and height. Do you know what those four dimensionals are? Everything you see in this world. There was nothing made that wasn't measured by length, width, depth, and height. We are all to comprehend. This word is for each and every one of us. But if you continue to keep doing the same old thing, you're going to keep getting the same old thing. And I'm learning, when I grow myself in the word and see the revelation of, well, it's nothing against where you started, but where are you at today? Are you just trying to do something formal? Are you just trying to do a spoken statement? Are you just trying to give an account to the court of law? You know, those people around it that want to judge you and want to be all up in your business. Are you trying to give evidence or proof to provide the existence of your faith? That's only the world can ask for those things. But to give a public recounting of your conversion through experience is telling somebody else, come on in. If I can do it, you can do it. But it was only God, it was only grace, it was only favor, and it was definitely the blood that brought me through. I can't, I will not, and I won't try again doing it on my own, because I'm no good at it. But I tell you one thing, I'm good at having a testimony. This is my testimony today. Jesus is alive. Jesus can save you. Jesus, whether you choose him or not, loves you just like he loves me. He is no respecter of person, whether sinner, whether saint. God loves us all because he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe will not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what that is? A testimony that I live for him and I die to myself. Only because of him I have connection to God. Only because of him I'm alive today. Only because of him I can even talk about him. Only because of him. What you get is what you're going to get, because it's all about him. Oh, Jesus, thank you for pressing me, and thank you for holding me accountable. Thank you for your encouraging word that I can do it. Thank you for not making it easy. Thank you for making me have to do the work. Thank you that today I can sit here and say, you still get the glory, the honor, and the praise, because I'm nothing. I want to open up the lines right now. Let's talk Jesus. Got a comment, question about a testimony. Dial one right now. We want to bring you in. I'll throw you under the bus. My covenant partners out there, Pastor Dwayne, I see you out there. I ain't going to even call it. I ain't going to do you that way. It ain't your season yet. Minister Terry, I see you out there. Minister Carolyn, I thought I saw Minister Carolyn out there. She may have to had to drop off for a minute. No, I see her there. You guys dial one if you have something on testimony. But believe me, that word right there could change everything in my life. That word right there has changed everything in my life. That word right there has said, wow, you know what? You are starting to get revelation knowledge, because that means you got to do more work. Area code 623. Last four, 2094. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Area code 623, last four, 2094. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Minister Terry, you're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family and all the beautiful listeners on board. My God, I'm saying my God, Pastor E, you brought a word, testimony like Jesus. Yes, yes, we have. I must. Make it personal. I must deny myself. And it's constant work. It's constant work, and it's constantly staying in His Word. Because I tell you, we have to, like you said, we have to tell our testimony that He has changed our life. He has brightened our lives, but shown us the light. You know, because we're living in a world, Pastor E, where everybody needs to know Jesus. We need to know Him now.
Yeah,
now,
more.
Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Right now, we need to know Him. And I like when you were saying how Stephen, he died. He died for following Christ. But it said we have to deny ourselves.
Mm.
If we're going to follow Him, we have to follow Him wholeheartedly. We have to have a testimony of Him and His goodness and believe in Him in public. We got to tell everyone we know everywhere we go about Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Let them know that Jesus, you know. I know. I call on Him. I'm out in public places, and I may be around people, but I can call on Him. Call on Jesus anytime.
And He answers.
He answers. And I tell you, He feels your spirit. He, like you said, when you don't even feel good. Ooh, just call on Jesus. Open His Word anywhere. And you feel, I'm making it personal because I feel so much better. And I tell you, when I wake up in the morning, I say, thank you, Lord. And ask Him, what shall He have me do for Him today? Not me, because what I'm doing for Him, I'm doing for myself. Ooh, glory be to God.
Oh, my God.
I thank you. Yes, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for, oh, Jesus, for placing people in my life, for my eyes and my mind and my heart and my soul to Jesus. Because I tell you, like you said, where would I be? We have to, each and every one of us has to ask ourselves, where would we be if it had not been for the Lord on our side? And if we
That's
don't
right.
believe it was Yeah, we don't believe in Jesus Christ, we better start all over and go from
That's
the beginning.
Right. Change directions.
Yeah. Change directions and go up. I like, Pastor E, when you said, too, following Him. Following Him, it takes a lot of obedience. Obedience in His Word. And it takes just a lot, but what you do often, it becomes, there's repo.
Yeah.
It becomes pleasure. You have a passion. Get that passion for Christ. And you wake up wanting to know more of Jesus, wanting to know more of His life, wanting to be more like Christ-like. So glory be to God, I tell you, family, you brought it. Keep bringing it.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord because He is worthy. Let me testify. Jesus is alive. He loves you.
Amen. Amen. Love you,
anybody
family.
Else,
God
come
bless.
On. God bless. Anybody else, go ahead, dial one. We have a few more minutes. If not, I'm really resting in the Word right now and the anointing that has flowed. I thank God that Minister Terry always is going to dial one and respond. But that Word right there was something to really bask in and really let God speak to you about how to not just think about testimony, praise, worship, every key word that you pull, those nuggets that come, how does it change in your life? How do you look at it differently? My worship 20 years ago is not the same worship I have right now. Let me tell you, I'm on a different level of worship right now, that in my different level of study and a different level of everything that I'm doing. I cannot stay in the same position. I have to push towards the next level. Area code 623, last four, 2094. You are live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I just came back from California to bury my aunt. Very sad. But I just want the family to pray for me and lift me up. Sister Terry, she's been good to help me to keep my head up.
Amen.
She call and give me word of encouragement. My blessing is she always calls on time when she feels that I'm going through something.
Right.
But God is good every day, and we have to thank him. I'm not supposed to be here today, but I'm here. I'm blessed because I wasn't supposed to live. But I think we need to thank him every day, 24/7, because he got a plan for us. He got something for me because he kept me here for a reason. And I believe that. But
oh,
I wanted.
That's without a doubt. But did anybody ever tell you? And I know death is it's hard. I know it is. But mm-hmm. I have to rely on the Word of God, and the Word of God says is to be absent from the body. Is
okay.
to be present with the Lord. If you know about just physics and what just worldly things teach about the body. The body will always go back from which it came. You remember how you feel you felt when you was 10?
Yes.
And no matter how old you are, I mean, what age you are now, you don't feel like you used to. You're not as strong as you used to be. The body is going to go back to what it came. But when we made a decision, Jennifer, to really mm-hmm. have a spiritual relationship with God, we have to know we'll never leave his presence or never leave his anointing because we are now his children. And spiritually, we're now bound to never die, but to live everlasting. But it's up to you to believe that. I'm going to tell you something, and I don't tell everybody that, but I get a little envious even at funerals I do because they made it before me. I'm really striving to get to Jesus. I am. You people say, you're crazy, Pastor. You know you're not. Yes, I am.
No.
My job here is to get to Jesus. And if the Bible says that to be present with the Lord, to be absent from the body, physical, is to be present mm-hmm. with the Lord, where are those people at? Where I'm trying to get. So, you know, it's not, it's always how you look at it. You know, you got to, when we change our thinking, the world always wants us to think, oh, they're in the ground and that's going on. That physical death is dead. There's no more pain. There's no more suffering. Mm-hmm. There's no more bills. There's no more people. There's no more issues. But in the spiritual, oh my God, there is freedom because they're with Jesus. And when you think of it differently, you say, wait a minute, they beat me. And then you get to a point where saying, wait a minute, I got to do better because I want to be right when he comes. And I want to be in the right position to know he's going to receive me, not just to be in a holding place. Because let me say this to you if you didn't know this also. When we die, we're not judged. We don't go to heaven or hell. It says in the presence with him is in a holding place. We'll all be judged on the same day. When he returns, the heaven, the people that's in that holding place, the people that have already went, the people that are on this earth will all stand before him for judgment. So I don't look at so much who made it before me. I think about, am I ready if he came right now? And let me celebrate their accomplishment to spend time with Jesus, because that's why I do this thing, is because I want to be next to Jesus too.
Thank you. It's a blessing. Thank
you,
God.
You see, some things can just change our perception, and now we're looking at another way. Jennifer, God bless you. Are you back in California? Where you at now?
Oh, no, I'm back at home in Arizona. I live in Arizona.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, well, praise God. We're constantly in prayer with you. And stay connected with us and listen to the broadcast.
I am. This was a blessing, and I needed this. And I thank
you
very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. We love you.
Love you, too.
Minister Carolyn, you're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Can we talk Jesus? Do you got testimony?
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
How you
doing? Can you hear me, Pastor E?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yes, it was an awesome word tonight. And I see, I don't know what keeps going through my head is, if we knew better, we would do better. And every day, especially since I've been walking with you guys on this network, every day it's like I have a new testimony. Every day it gets better. And, of course, my praise, my worship, and even the way I thank God or pray to God in the morning, or the things that I pray for, everything has changed. Everything has, like, flipped as to where I used to pray for me and the things I need. Now I pray for others and how I could help them, even in my own personal life. There's so many times I felt like I was straddling the fence, or maybe not so straddling the fence, or just I would say things without even thinking, but now I'll say things, even in my posts sometimes, I'll say things that I used to say that I have a habit of cussing. And to me, that was like, oh, well, I cuss sometimes. But now I pay more attention to it, and if I'm going to put it in a post, I'll hurry up and go back and delete it and put another word where that cuss. So it's like I'm more conscious of the things that I'm doing. And before, even 2 weeks ago, I wasn't where I am today. So every day it changes, because every day I'm learning something new. And the way that I'm learning something new is because I'm hanging out with different people, or where I'm listening to different people, like listening to this broadcast as opposed to listening to worldly music, or reading the Bible as opposed to reading a love story, a book, because I like reading. And so it's just the transformation. It takes a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But I'm noticing things different. But I have to admit, I know that I have a much longer way to go. I know that I need a whole lot of more transforming. I have a whole lot more to do. But I'm thanking God that I'm not where I used to be.
Ooh, you and me both. Oh, my God. I am so glad I'm not what I used to be. But let me tell you what God has done for me. He told me I could tell you that you are God's greatest miracle, and that all of the struggles are the things that he's growing you and he's perfecting in you to go to that next level. I know personal things, and I just wanted to speak that to you because you are you're a rider. You know where we come from. We ride. But
amen.
The enemy will take all our strength away from us and will take those things away from us. Just know that God is already working in your favor. And, yes, you're going to the next. You are in the next level. That's why, because don't think it's over. I hope anybody out there heard that testimony, is that, I mean, I'm pressing, I'm praying, but it's still obstacles. Do not think they're going to stop. It's going to happen. Yes. But are you ready for them? Are you prepared for them? Mm-hmm. And are we going to fight the battle, the good fight of faith? And subconscious Edward's dead every day. I had to throw that one in there.
Baby.
Amen, Carolyn. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. God bless. Amen. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. If not, I just want to say thank you all for being a part and for let's continue to grow. I just see God really expanding the ministries here. There's other ministry outlets here now that we could even grow in, but we're not trying to be stingy and not try to take it all on. There's a lot of responsibility in this type of ministry, but I'll say, now. If you're ready to go, get with me. We can make it happen and get you on the air and share the love of God with people. But that's what testimony is about, is telling, even in the midst of death, telling when you know what you're saying, people are going to be upset about, not making excuses, but proclaiming Jesus as Lord, that he is the healer of the sick, that he is the he is the deliverer, he is the doctor, the lawyer, he is everything that we need. He is the source, and we need to continue to stay connected to the source. Oh, when you stay connected to the source, you'll be filled with the source. And now it's not you that worketh, but the power that worketh in you. God bless you, family. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. But I want you to know, and you know I'm going to say this, you are beautifully made by God. But sometimes you got to get to a point where you say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind staying dormant. I don't mind in the worldly things. I don't mind giving this up. I don't mind letting my flesh go to the side, because I'm waiting on the Spirit of God to move in me. And that when the Spirit of God moves in me, now I know my clear direction and my clear purpose. Thank you, family. God bless you.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on. Cause I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.